It's been 3 years since the first U.S. social forum in Atlanta. Organizers are just starting to see some of the long-term possibilities. Key to the forum's success is whether it can help unite local campaigns and create a large, coordinated national social justice movement. One group that's been taking that step is domestic workers, folks who work in people's homes, cooking and cleaning, or caring for the children and the elderly. Largely an immigrant workforce, these are some of the most disempowered and disenfranchised workers in the U.S. But thanks to the U.S. Social Forum, in 2007, they formed a new National Domestic Workers Alliance, calling for some basic rights many of us take for granted.
We take care of your children. We take them to school, to French classes. We clean your homes, do your laundry, and we care for your aging parents right here in this neighborhood.
Yes, we do! Tell us!
On Manhattan's wealthy Upper East Side, dozens of nannies are marching and carrying signs to call attention to the fact that they are the undervalued backbone of New York City.
Usually, we are here working long, long, long hours, from dawn until late, pushing strollers and wheelchairs, carrying grocery bags, some of the groceries that we can't even take a slice of bread when we are hungry, working so hard in your house.
Housekeepers, cooks, and nannies are just a few of the domestic jobs that aren't covered under most federal workplace laws. They don't get overtime, sick days, or holidays. They also aren't permitted to organize unions. When labor laws were being written in the 1930s, Southern members of Congress wouldn't support the legislation unless they excluded the jobs which were primarily done by African Americans, agricultural work and domestic work around the house. In many ways, says one worker, things haven't changed much in over 70 years.
In 6.5 years, I have never had a raise or a bonus. When I would ask for these things, the verbal abuse would start. But it's hard when you have bills to pay and a family depending on you.
That's Pat Francois. She's a member of Domestic Workers United in New York, a group working to create more protections for domestic workers like her.
He crossed the line when he hit me. I'm seeking justice for what I experienced. I'm here with you discussing what a people's agenda looks like. So in telling you my story, I believe that this agenda must be about justice and including passing the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights.
Francois talking about the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. It's become a cornerstone of a campaign in New York State. Since 2004, activists have been pushing for a bill that would guarantee some basic rights, including overtime, sick days and holidays, protection from discrimination, and advance notice if they're going to be fired. It's come close to passing several times, but never made it all the way to the governor's desk. Then, in 2007, the mobilization was brought to a new level when domestic worker activists traveled from 6 cities to Atlanta for the first ever U.S. Social Forum. Donahue Lona was one of them. She came from San Francisco with the Women Workers Project, an initiative of an organization called People Organized to Win Employment Rights, or POWER. After a few days brainstorming and getting to know each other, Lona says she and her counterparts from around the country realize their strength in numbers.
Each of these organizations were types of islands unto themselves. Everyone was doing their work independently of each other. We knew of each other's work, but this was an opportunity at the social forum to build relationships with each other and do some joint work together to advance our common goals.
By the end of the forum, a movement had begun to take shape, as Ai-Jen Poo, the co-founder of Domestic Workers United, took to the stage.
And even though it's often said that it's impossible to organize domestic workers, we're doing it. The central purpose Our central purpose is to figure out how we build the power of our sector in the context of and in a way that builds the broader social justice movement here in the U.S. And I have a special announcement to make. Are you ready? Today, June 30th, 2007, we voted to form a national alliance of domestic workers.
Since then, domestic workers around the country have been holding regional gatherings and speaking on conference calls. Using that network and taking their cue from their newfound partners in New York, domestic workers in California have been pushing for their own Bill of Rights. The California legislation contains 10 demands, including the right to 5 hours of uninterrupted sleep, coverage by the state if they're injured on the job, 3 weeks' notice if a worker is going to be fired, sick days, and paid vacation. Beatriz Herrera, an organizer at Power, says that a lot of what the bill is asking for is a standard that can be applied to all workers.
A lot of people who employ domestic workers are actually nice, kind, honest people, and they, you know, have taken their workers as a member of their family and actually treat them very well. They don't have a concept of what's fair for this worker, and the workers know what's fair. But because the domestic worker industry has almost no labor protection, it's almost like people have a right to exploit as much as they can all of their workers.
Proponents say a veto by Governor Schwarzenegger is likely, so they're pushing for a resolution in support of the Bill of Rights to be passed by the state legislature. They hope the Bill of Rights itself can be passed and signed by the new governor in 2011. Power is planning to bring at least a dozen members to the 2010 Social Forum. The National Domestic Workers Alliance will be holding a Congress there and is also hoping to build bonds with other workers who are excluded from labor laws, like farm workers and day laborers. It's an example of not seeing their own struggles in isolation. Herrera says understanding those connections is an important goal of the Social Forum and one of Power's priorities on the local level.
So, for example, the Women Workers Project is, you know, primarily focused on women's rights, workers' rights, but it also inherently has to be an immigrant rights, you know, based project because the majority of domestic workers are immigrant workers. And then when we talk about, you know, this campaign against the Lennar Corporation hoping to build luxury condominiums, they're talking about ripping open the earth and releasing all of this toxic asbestos that's all over the place, that's still remnants from the shipyard. And so inherently the Bayview Project is an environmental justice, you know, anti-gentrification project.
The point is that none of these issues and none of these struggles exist in isolation. So they say it's pretty much impossible to solve any individual problem without changing the system as a whole. Barbara Young, a Domestic Workers United member in New York, notes that even the roots of the industry are a symptom of an unjust global economy.
Most of us are immigrant women and women of color. We come here because of the current policies and the neoliberal globalization have made it impossible for us to support our families in our home countries.
Meanwhile, the nationwide movement is growing. Workers in the state of Colorado are organizing a campaign of their own for a domestic workers' Bill of Rights. Workers in Montgomery County, Maryland, campaigned for 6 years, and in 2008, the county commission passed a law requiring employers to offer written contracts to nannies, housekeepers, and cooks who work at least 20 hours a week. The contracts will have to spell out wages and other benefits, and live-in employees must be given reasonable access to a bathroom, kitchen, and laundry room, along with their own bedroom with a door that locks. The National Domestic Workers Alliance now has 30 member organizations. Ai-Jen Poo says the goal is to organize all 2 million women who work as domestic workers in the country and to turn them into active community members, part of a larger social movement in the U.S.
Now more than ever, we need the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, but we need so much more. In fact, the crumbling economy and the urgency actually provides a unique opportunity to have a set of demands that cuts across sectors, movements, and organizations under a framework of recovery, sustainability, and democracy for all. In fact, we need a global Green Deal that reflects the hopes and dreams of all people, particularly the poor and the working class.
If another world is possible, another United States is necessary. For Making Contact, I'm Andrew Stelzer.